April 18, 1926, the divine will symbolized by the wind. The divine will is the depository of the divine works, and it must also be the depository of the works of creatures. I felt all shrunken within myself, and I tried to fuse myself in the holy divine will, to run along with it so as to keep it company in its works, and to requite it at least with my little I love you. Now, while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, "My daughter, courage, do not pay attention to your littleness. What you must care about is to keep your littleness in my will, because by being in it you will be dissolved in it, and my will, like wind, will bring the freshness it possesses into your act, as refreshment for all creatures. It will bring a warm wind to inflame them with my love. It will bring a cold wind to extinguish the fire of their passions. And finally, it will bring a humid wind to produce the vegetation of the seed of my will." Have you ever experienced the effects of the wind, how it can turn the air, almost instantly, from warm into cold, from humid into a most fresh and refrigerating air? My will is more than wind, and your acts in it, by agitating it, move the winds it contains and produce admirable effects. Then, all these winds, united together, invest the divine throne and bring to their creator the glory of his will operating in the creature. Oh! If everyone knew what it means to operate in the supreme fiat and the prodigies it contains, they would all compete to operate in it. See, our will is so great that we ourselves make it the depository of our works. In our will we deposited the creation, that it might remain ever beautiful, fresh, whole, new, just as we issued it from our creative hands. In our will we deposited the redemption, that it might be always in the act of redeeming, and my birth, my life, my passion and death might be always in the act of being born, of living, of suffering and of dying for the creature. In fact, our will alone has the virtue and the power to maintain the work done always in it, and to reproduce that good as many times as one wants. Our works would not be safe if they were not deposited in our will. If it is so with our works, much more so should it be with the works of the creatures. To how many dangers are they not subject when they are not deposited in our will? How many changes do they not undergo? Therefore, all our contentment is when we see that the creature makes the deposit of her acts in the supreme volition. These acts, though small, and also the trifles of the creature, compete with our acts, and we delight in seeing her industriousness, that in order to place her trifles in safety, she deposits them in our will. Now, if our will was the depository of creation and of redemption, it must also keep the deposit of the fiat on earth as it is in heaven. Here is the reason for my pushing so that you may do nothing without depositing it in it. If you do not form this deposit of all of yourself, of your little acts, and even of your trifles, not having its full triumph over you, my fiat will not be able to carry out its fiat on earth as it is in heaven.